Welcome all you ice cream lovers to this concert of classical music. It's kind of a potpourri, but that's what Holden seems to offer, many varied offerings every day. Beginning the evening of music will be Angela playing violin, obviously, and I'm going to play harpsichord. The sonata that she'll play is written by J.S. Bach. She's going to play two movements, a Siciliano, a very gentle, rocking largo, and then a toe-tapping allegro, which is really a trio sonata, a part for my right hand and my left hand, and then a part for the solo violin. So we'll begin by playing the Bach Sonata number 4 for violin and harpsichord.
Thank you.
Equal opportunity to serve as stagehand too, and to thank Bob Rayburn, who tuned the harpsichord and did some adjusting for it so it was behaving, as long as my fingers were behaving. The next number on the program is a flute solo by Mariko Maeda. The title of the composition is Fantasy Hungarian Rhapsody, Pastoral Fantasy Hungarian by Doppler. Okay. Anyway, it's a fantastic Hungarian rhapsody in a pastoral style.
Thank you. I will be singing a group of songs for you tonight, and I will be telling you what they're about because they're all in a different language than English. I'm going to be singing a group of songs. I'm going to be singing on a concert next fall and then also this summer. So it's going to be kind of a wide range of things. But the first song I'd like to sing for you is by Schubert, and it is called Der Jüngling an der Quelle. And in this song, a young boy talks to a brook. And this is what he says. Softly rippling brook, waving, whispering poplars, your lullabies merely awaken love. To you I looked for relief, hoping to forget her, the coy one. But alas, leaves and brook alike sigh, Louisa, for you. Piece I'd like to sing for you is by Richard Strauss, and this is called Ständchen, which means a serenade, and I will read you the translation for that. I think it's a young man speaking to a young woman, but I guess you'll just, I know, whatever. I guess I'll be the young woman speaking to a young man. And she says, open the door very quietly, my child. Awake no one from his slumber. The brook hardly murmurs. There scarcely flutters in the wind a leaf in the bushes or hedges. Quietly, therefore, my sweet, so that nothing is stirred. Quietly lay your hand on the doorknob. With steps as gentle as those of elves about to hop over the flowers, slip out quietly into the moonlit night and fly to me in the garden. The flowers slumber about the rippling brook and exhale fragrances in their sleep. Only love is awake. Sit down here, the shadows grow mysteriously dark under the linden trees. The nightingale above our heads shall dream of our kisses, and the rose, upon awakening in the morning, shall glow with the rapture of the night.
Thank you.
I'd like to sing another couple of Strauss songs for you, and the next two, the first one is from a group of songs, and the poetry is by Clemens Brentano, so the group of songs is called the Brentano Lieder. And the first one is called Ich wollte ein Sträußlein binden, which means, I would have bound a nosegay, but dark night came, no flower could I find, or I'd have brought it. Then from my cheeks tears flowed on the clover. One flower has come up in the garden, I see. For you I tried to pluck it in the dark clover, but it spoke up and said, ah, do not do harm to me. Be kind in your heart, behold your own grief, and let me not in agony die before my time. And you're pretty esoteric here. And had it not spoken so in the garden all alone, for you I would have plucked it, but that now cannot be. My love has not come. I am so very alone. In love dwells affliction. No different can it be. I guess I don't know how to use this. Okay, the next piece I'd like to sing for you is also from the Brentano songs. And this one is really a very strange poem. I had a little difficulty translating it, so I hope that you can make some sense out of what I figured out. But it's titled, Als mir dein Lied erklang, and it means, the title means, as when your song rang out to me. And here we go, this is it. Your song rang out. I heard it as it was drawn through the roses to the moon. The colorful butterfly which flew in spring, you have transformed into a heavenly constellation. And the constellation they refer to is Apis the bee. Right, I'm sure you all know that. Okay, whatever that is. I'm drawn to the rose since I heard your song. Your song resounded, the nightingale's lament, oh my peace, sweet swan song. I must lament it to the stars, the roses and the moon, which listening from the heavens, sees where it ascended as this song rang out. Your song rang out, there were no sounds in vain. The spring, breathing in love, as you sang, plunged into the yearning stream of my life in the sunset, as your song rang out to me, your song. An extra hand of applause there, because that's a very difficult piece to play. It has six sharps in it. Now for a real change of mood here, we move to a Stefano Donati piece. Stefano Donati was a composer, an Italian composer in the 19th century, and he wrote very nice schmaltzy music. So I'd like to sing a nice schmaltzy song for you. Although Strauss is pretty schmaltzy, I guess. This is a little more normal, though. This this piece is called Vaghissima Sembianza, and the translation is, charming portrait of a beautiful woman loved long ago, who has depicted you with so much life that I look and I speak and I believe that I have you before me as in the beautiful days of love. The dear memory which has been awakened in my heart, so ardent here, has now made my hope to be reborn, so that a kiss, a pledge, a cry of love, I ask only of her who is silent forever. I have one last piece I'd like to sing for you. We're going to move into the operatic world, and I would like to sing the aria "Chacun le sait" from Donizetti's "The Daughter of the Regiment." This aria happens in the first act of the opera, and I'm playing the character of Marie. She's, maybe about 16 years old, and she's the daughter of the captain, or she's the adopted daughter, but later on in the opera we find out she's really his daughter. You know, it's one of those complicated opera plots. But anyway, in this aria, she extols the glory of the regiment and how wonderful they are, and they're the best regiment in France, and she's just sort of a real little, you know, cutesy little cheerleader type. So she's chacun le sait.
Thank you.
close our evening, we're happy to bring our Holden Orchestra up to play the first movement of the Grieg Concerto, which Monica performed with the orchestra in Northfield, Minnesota about a month ago, I guess. So the first movement of Grieg's Piano Concerto.